Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, dear listeners. This is Prophetess Mwaka Tojira Yesu from Dallas, Texas, USA. Dallas is where God lives. Well, a very warm welcome to each of you. It could be morning or afternoon or evening, wherever you are tuning in from, but a very warm welcome to Solutions Radio right here on Zambia Blog Talk Radio. Wishing you all a very blessed, wonderful holiday season. Merry Christmas. Hope you are getting ready for the holidays, doing your Christmas shopping and all that wonderful stuff. Well, we give God the praise. It's been a very super, super busy year. Great year of advancing the gospel, preaching his word all over the place. And we give God praise for that opportunity. But one of the things we also give God praise is for this Solutions Radio that has helped and empowered and enriched so many as we are now in our second year ministering on families and relationships and marriages and the roles of husbands and wives and just helping our singles. I trust you've been blessed, you've been touched, you've been impacted. Do like our page on Facebook, Solutions Radio. You can also send us a message. I'm on there on Facebook. Send me a message or send my wonderful administrator, Shiko Mwangi. I believe you've been blessed by this program. Well, before I go into tips for singles during the holiday season, part two, let me again welcome you to our annual Spring Prophetic Conference next April 16th to the 19th, 2015. And on Saturday, we will be having a Silver Jubilee Black Tie Dinner Gala. And we are celebrating 25 years of ministering in America, 25 years of faithful service. So our friends and partners and spiritual sons and daughters are coming from everywhere, literally. It is going to be a very colorful, lively, wonderful event to the glory of God. Many who've been impacted by our ministry, like you, must be there. The tickets are only $50. You can go online and buy yourself a wonderful ticket. There are going to be many people, so don't wait till the last minute. You can treat somebody too. It is only $50 for a five-course dinner, fine dining, very elegant evening, wonderful presentations, powerful ministry, lots of good things happening. So you don't want to miss that. You don't want to miss the Fresh Aroma Annual Conference plus the Silver Jubilee Black Tie Dinner. It will be the red carpet event of the year. Well, in the few minutes that I have remaining, as you know, here at Solutions, we're really passionate about equipping, enriching, and just ministering to our singles, letting them know how special and how valuable they are. And I believe you tuned in last week when I was giving you some tips, young men and young women, because often holiday time, people feel lonely, they feel out of place. But let me tell you, as you are waiting for that mate, that should be your best time. You see, when you have family, you don't have too much time for yourself. I mean, like right now, my house is busy, it's noisy. I've literally had to go lock myself somewhere to do this show. So this is one of the most beautiful things you can enjoy, having that quiet time. You know, quiet time, we all need it. It's a good time to reflect, to think, you know, to plan, to prepare, you know. So that quiet time, you know, is a time you're looking into your future. What do you want to do in 5 years? What do you want to accomplish in 10 years? You all need that downtime, that me time. So enjoy that quiet time. Young men and young women who are listening, that is the first tip. Because people who are always like surrounded, it's busy, busy, busy. I mean, when do you get time for you? When do you get time to even hear the voice of God? When do you get time to do some special things? So enjoy that me time, that downtime, that quiet time. It is very important. The second thing I want to encourage you, singles, is to, you know, develop a hobby. It could be playing tennis, playing golf, exercise, write a book, produce a CD. I mean, do something. I remember when I produced my worship CD, which is the praise, the worship you hear on this Solutions. Oh, my goodness, trying to arrange, you know, the kids, it was hectic. I mean, I'd have to go during, you know, school hours. I could never do Saturday because Saturdays are booked, you know. But you see, now you're single. You have no strings attached. You have nobody pulling on you. So this is the time. Do something exciting, something for you. Write poetry, travel. You know, that's one of the tips. And don't be so miserable. And that's taking me to my next point. The third point is be happy. I always tell people nobody wants to be around a miserable somebody. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. You know, the Bible says the merry heart does good like medicine. So when you are merry, it's so, your countenance is different, your health is better. I mean, count what is working. Focus on the greatness of your God. Focus on the good things that have happened. I'm telling you, positive energy does attract. When you're miserable, depressed, dismayed, believe me, nobody is going to come knocking at your door. So if I were you, I would choose to be happy. Smile more often. You know, go out of your way for people. Offer to babysit. You know, do something. Work a little extra at the church. Go help somebody paint or move. You know, what makes life fulfilling is living beyond you. You know, personally, I don't like selfish people who, you know, never want to do anything for anybody. It's just me. But, you know, the beauty when you're single, you can offer a helping hand. Of course, in balance, you don't let people take advantage of you. But because you have that extra time, be a blessing. You know, sow those seeds. And one of the things I always tell singles, when there are weddings, you help in weddings. That is the greatest seed you can sow. If it is a pre-wedding, they're collecting money and, you know, be there, give something, help to serve the food, help to clean up, because you are sowing for your destiny. You know, our spiritual daughter who just got married, Miss Betty Ndegwa, about 2 weeks ago, she was telling us during the cell group that even back home in Kenya, she loved helping at weddings. And you know, in a wedding, there's always something. And she said there's one wedding she went to the car to pick up the bride and groom. I didn't come. So she actually offered her car. But she said she just had a passion to be there at people's weddings and just, you know, make it better. Instead of getting depressed, when is it my turn, you know, sad, she would see what to do. And in every wedding, you know, she would do something significant. So that's something very powerful you can do, singles. Whenever there's a wedding, that's not the time to feel bad or to be mad or to be critical or to be jealous. No, that is the time to be excited, to see how you can serve, to see how you can be a blessing, to see what kind of help they will need. Make other people smile. And when your day comes, you will smile also. The next tip I'm giving you, singles, is, you know, improve yourself. You know, we live, for those of you who live in America, and actually this is not only for those in America, we live in such a global world with social media. Wherever you are, Kenya, Uganda, Zambia, Zimbabwe, South Africa, Australia, Indonesia, Malaysia, you know, America, London, one thing I'm challenging people, let's read. I believe as Christians, we ought to be knowledgeable. We ought to know what's happening in our world politically, economically, you know, financially, spiritually. We ought to be knowledgeable people. And one of the great things you can do, singles, during this time, just, you know, take your time to learn. You can actually back to school, you can do an associate's, you can take a certificate, or you can just read. You know, maybe you don't know anything about, for example, investment. Maybe you don't know anything about the financial world. You know, take a seminar. Nowadays, there are so many free seminars, online seminars, or just for a little fee. You know, invest in yourself, challenge yourself intellectually, you know, challenge yourself spiritually, just improve your life. There's nothing as refreshing as talking to somebody who is knowledgeable. We're getting ready to go to Kampala, Uganda tomorrow. We're very excited to go minister to over 700 pastors that are gathering from all over the nation. But our hosts, one thing I love about both of them, Dr. Abbott and Dr. Gladys Buonica, they are pastors, you know, very powerful, but boy, they are super intelligent. My God, I mean, they know about everything. I mean, you can ask them about any nation, especially Dr. Abbott. My God, I mean, he knows so much. And it is so refreshing talking to him, because many believers just think, you know, all God wants us to do is just read the Bible, go to church. No, he has given us this beautiful world to enjoy. But, you know, we are such a global world nowadays. You cannot just be in your little village, your little town, and you don't know what is happening out there. So as you always hear me say, watch CNN, watch BBC, read the newspapers. And we in the diaspora, we ought to know what is happening back home in Zambia, in Kenya, in Rwanda, in Uganda, in Eritrea, you know, in Egypt. We ought to know what is happening in our continent. So that is another tip for you to develop your intellectual capacity. Let me tell you this story. A lovely lady in Boston got married, and this was about 7 years ago. She had really prayed and fasted, and God blessed her with a medical doctor. Actually, one of the top Congolese doctors in, I believe it is, California. So one day he's having this big-time dinner, and, you know, the doctors were speaking about all kinds of things. And unfortunately, his wife, as beautiful as she was, all she could do was serve. She could not get into the conversation. And actually, it was her husband who told her, he said, "Honey, I love you, but you did not look too bright today," because she could not comment on anything. She had no clue. And he says, "Listen, I know you're not a doctor, but, you know, this is our world. We mix a lot with medical people. I want you just to take a little course, you know, just to know some basics." And at first she told her she was really upset. You know, she felt very insulted. How could he talk to her like that? But later, when she decided to do, I think it was just like a 3-month certification, and look, she was already married by then, she was like, oh my goodness, she loved it so much that I think now she's doing an associate's. No, she finished the associate's, then now I think went into nursing, and now you should see her when they have these, you know, receptions or these high-power meetings for medical people. She is right there. She can talk intellectually. She can have a meaningful conversation. And now she's thanking her hubby. She's like, "I'm so sorry. I know I was so mad. I think she didn't talk to him for like 3 days. I mean, she really took offense. But now she's like, my goodness, it's opened up a whole new world. And not only that, you know, she says, like, when loved ones call from home and say this one is sick, you know, she's able to say, you know, try this medicine or do this, even with natural remedies and natural, you know, solutions. So she says it has improved her life 100%. You see, knowledge is power. And the word of God even says, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask. And we just have no excuse to be ignorant. You know, we're living in a world where there's too much information. So that is my great, great challenge to you, ladies and gentlemen, singles who are listening. Improve yourself intellectually. There's nothing as refreshing as talking to somebody. I can't stand people who, when you ask them, "I'm sorry to use that word, but everything's I don't know. I have no clue. I have no idea." Oh, no, please. Not in the world we live in. We've got to know. I'm not saying, you know, study law or some of these tough subjects, but just, you know, have just some basic knowledge. You know, it does help when you're in a conversation and you just have, and you feel better about yourself that you're able to engage economists and scientists and astronauts. I mean, I know those are some tough people, but in terms of, you know, the stuff they study, politicians, we should know some basics. I know I've exhausted that point. Another thing, singles, take care of yourselves. You know, in terms of physical, watch what you exercise. You know, this is the time, my goodness, you know. You can do those salads, you can eat healthy, because sometimes with family, you know, people want that good cooking. They don't want the grilled chicken, they want the fried chicken. But this is the time, singles, you can really work on your bodies. You can, you know, select. Organic food is a little expensive, but now is the time to eat it because the budget is only you. If you have a family of seven like us, organic food may not quite work. We do eat healthy. I am losing weight and looking good. Amen. I like to compliment myself, and I'm trying to get my family healthy too. But singles, work on yourselves. You know, do take walks, go swimming, jog, you know, be part of a gym, do Zumba with some friends. You will feel so, so much better for yourselves. And during this holiday that's coming, you know, there are a lot of lunches and dinners at work. You just be careful, you know, don't indulge in too many cakes and sweets and muffins, because it will come to your way. So that's really important. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, so you take care of it. The last tip I will say, I think that I would really encourage you singles, have fun. You know, when I was waiting, I didn't really wait, because I met my hubby at the age of 18. But I remember when I was in law school, oh, we used to have so much fun. When we were not studying, you know, good, clean fun. We would go out to dinner, we would go out shopping, we would go out to see plays, go to the opera. I mean, we knew, and you know, London is such a beautiful place. There's so much to see. We would go to Trafalgar Square, Madame Tussauds, and, you know, different parts of Great Britain, take a drive there as a group. I mean, have fun, singles, wherever you are. You know, it's so interesting. Like, we've lived here in Dallas for 7 years, and honestly, there are some places I've never been. I've never even been to Six Flags, never been to Hawaiian Fort. There's so much to see, and I believe wherever you are, New York, Maryland, Boston, like Boston is a very historical city. There's so much to see. Organize something. You don't even have to organize. Just go with 3-4 friends. You know, do some sightseeing. I don't know if they have it here in Dallas. They probably do, but in Boston, they had like those sightseeing buses. They're like double-decker buses. They're so much fun, and they take you around the city, and they explain to you, this is this, you know, this is this. And I believe wherever you are, even if you're listening to us in the beautiful continent of Africa, whether you're listening from Kenya, Kenya is a beautiful place, and Nairobi is so developed, but even the nation itself, there's so many different parts of the nation you can visit. Same with Zambia, we have the beautiful Victoria Falls, we have Siavonga, we have so much. So I want to encourage you, discover where you are. I want to do a bit more of that in 2015 to really enjoy the city that I'm in. I remember in Dubai the last day, I think Monday, they said, you know, prophetess, you've poured out so much, you've blessed us, we just want to take you around. And it was so nice. They took me to the beach. You know, they have these beautiful old buildings. They took me to the city center. It was really nice, so that I'm not just in the hotel and church, hotel and church. So I encourage you, singles, have fun. Go out with your friends. You know, do something nice, discover where you are. So those are just some tips. You see, I've realized when you keep yourself busy, that special somebody, that Boaz, that Esther, they will come. And we are praying for you, We believe in you. We are declaring, we are decreeing. I tell you, 2015, I know it is going to be an outbreak of weddings. We prophesy good connections. We prophesy Isaacs are coming. Isaacs is symbolic of a man who will bring you joy and honor and laughter and celebration and just change your life. And, you know, you will forget the pain of your past. And to the men listening, Esther is coming. And Esther is symbolic of stability and a solid woman, a godly woman, a woman who will take you to the next level. I tell you, we as servants of God feel so burdened for the singles. We feel so strong. We want to see you prosper. We want to see you do well. We want to see you be happy. So please do take these tips. This is a great counseling session. This is a great mentoring session. Please put into practice what I'm teaching you. I'm taking my time to pour into you. I'm telling you, as you begin to do this, it is amazing that people love busy people. When Apostle saw me at NPC, I was always very busy, busy with the youth, and I wasn't those girls hanging around doing nothing. So it's amazing when I talk about being busy, productively busy, not just running around with no agenda, but productively busy. Even Jesus, when he chose his disciples, it was people who were already doing something. It's amazing. The more I travel, the more invitations I get. And I'm like, hello. I'm like super busy already. But there's just something about people love somebody who's productive, who's fruitful, who's making an impact, who's transforming lives. And single, that's how we want you to be. And of course, the spiritual element. This is the time for prayer and for fasting. If you've never ever prayed and fasted for your spouse, this is the time to do it. Tell God what kind of a man or a woman you want and begin to intercede for them. Begin to intercede for their destiny, for every single part of them. Begin to pray in advance for your wedding, you know, to have more than enough money. Because the enemy, I tell you, he fights good relationships. He fights godly unions. He fights beautiful weddings. So there's nothing as beautiful as praying in advance, sowing in advance, you know, in prayer. And so that when the manifestation comes, you have done that spiritual legwork. Well, this has been Prophetess Mwaka. I believe you are blessed. You are enriched. You are encouraged. You are inspired. No more depression. No more despair. And speak over your life, singles. Every day, wake up, say, I'm beautiful, I'm handsome, my Boaz is coming, my Isaac is coming, my Esther is coming. You know, believe God, have faith. You know, faith is positive. You will attract some good people, but when you're, you know, down and sad and discouraged, oh my, you just tend to attract not so good people. So I pray that this program has blessed you, touched you. I believe it has. Again, like our page on Facebook, Solutions Radio, like our ministry, Prophetess Mwaka, Fresh Aroma Ministry. That is our page. We post a lot of things, great videos. You will be so blessed. If you want some fire preaching, you can go right there. You can also go to our website. If you've been blessed during the season, you want to seed as we are preparing for our April conference, that is also welcome. Go to www.fresharomaministry.org. Go to the online giving page. You know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, it's all about giving. And as we have poured into you, it is a biblical principle to be a financial blessing to help us in our many outreaches and all that we do for the kingdom. So we will look forward to hear from you. We look forward to meet you here in Dallas during our Fresh Aroma Spring Prophetic Conference. Also, as we celebrate our Silver Jubilee, it's going to be phenomenal, outstanding. You don't want to miss it. It is an event you do not want to miss. The dress code is black and white and silver. It is only $50 because it is a 5-course dinner at the Sheraton Hotel here in Irving. The flyer is actually on Facebook, and we will have the flyer for the conference very soon. So be blessed. blessed. Be strong. Be victorious. You're a winner. You're a champion. Let me finish up packing, getting ready for the beautiful Pearl of Africa. Oh, I love Africa. I love Uganda. I love Zambia. I love Kenya. I just had to get that out. I'm so excited. I love ministering on the continent. Boy, they know how to receive. You should see me there. The people don't believe I live in America because I fit right in. But anyway, just had to put my 2 cents in. Love you. God bless you. Look forward to hearing from you. Please be a blessing to Fresh Aroma Ministry. Go to our website. Plant that seed, 25, 50, 100, 500, 1,000, whatever you can do, help us preach the gospel. God bless you.